For the first time in its history, the city of Austin, Texas, has a female-majority city council. But what's grabbing headlines is a recent workshop to train city staff on how to deal with them. Here's a bit from a video that's gone viral. Now, it's Jonathan K. Allen, who was recently fired as city manager of Lauderdale Lakes, Florida, which had an all-female city commission. He was an expert brought into the workshop, and he first talked about how he learned to deal with women by patiently answering all his 11-year-old daughter's many questions. Then, comparing to women to men, he said this.
And if you use the or attempt to use the same communication techniques or management techniques that you used or attempted to use in a predominantly male-dominated environment, you will be making a serious error in your professional development because they don't process things at the same way.
Ann Kitchen is a member of Austin's new majority female city council. Councilmember Kitchen, you and other members of the council were not invited to the training, and you tell us you didn't even know about it till you read about it in the newspaper. What was your reaction?
Oh, well, it's just, I was stunned. I was stunned when I saw the news article, and I watched the tape also. Stunned, surprised, shocked, amazed, all of those things.
Well, because why?
Well, because it's just so outdated and unprofessional and just wrong. I mean, this guy got the wrong message from his daughter. What he should have learned from his daughter was that women ask questions because they understand what's going on and they're asking for a deeper level of information. Instead, he just said that his daughter taught him patience.
Well, he gave the example of how he used to give out agenda forms, and he'd have all the financial analysis on the form. And he said he normally would just present his financial argument for doing something, and the male commissioners would go along with it, but the female commissioners would, well, ask too many questions. Let's listen.
Where normally I would have presented the financial argument, my elected official said, Mr. Manager, I don't want to hear about the financial argument. I want to hear about how this impacts the overall community, how it impacts the families, the youth, and the children. So it may make good financial sense, but if I want to get it through and get the necessary votes, I have to present it a totally different way.
They didn't want to hear the financial argument. They wanted to hear how this impacts the whole community. Councilmember Kitchen, he's not necessarily presenting that as a negative, but you are hearing that as a positive. That women want to ask more questions.
Well, yeah, because that's what you do to ensure accountability, to make good policy, to find solutions. He interpreted asking questions to mean that you don't understand, and that's not it at all.
Well, as you know, there was another speaker at the workshop, a woman, a Dr. Maya Burt Stewart, who is a consultant, and she drew on the old now book, Men Are From Mars, and talked about the Men Are From Mars, Women Are Venus philosophy, which is that men act on facts, women act on emotion. Look, do you think there's ever a good time to talk to people about how to work with people based on their gender?
Yes, I do think it's appropriate to talk about some gender differences, but with some level of depth to it and understanding. I mean, this was frankly outdated, unprofessional, not true, insulting the way it was presented.
Well, there's been a lot of writing about this, as you know. The Statesman quotes Emily Amanatula, who studies gender issues at the McComb School of Business at the University of Texas. And she said there is research that backs up the idea that men and women process decisions differently, but it's often based on context. For instance, in some situations, you might see women less assertive, but it might be because in that situation they're punished if they assert themselves or, as we know, told that they are, well, the B word.
Yeah, but you know, I don't even see that. By the time a woman in politics gets elected on the city council, they're beyond that.
Yeah.
I don't mean beyond that in a negative sense to other women. It's just that you don't get elected and participating in a policy body like a city council by not being assertive.
Well, the assistant city manager who planned this training session has been put on leave. Do you think there should be another session in which all of the newly elected women on the council are invited so that people can talk about the impact of this?
I think that'd be very interesting and also very exciting because the bottom line behind this was professional development for women. which I think is very important. And I think that Women on Council could add to the conversation with our women staff.
That's Ann Kitchen, city council member on the 7 out of 11, a female majority city council in Austin, Texas. Council Member Kitchen, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.